share with us about her experience. Later in her life, I sometimes heard, "You know, I love you," which is really not quite the same thing as hearing, "I love you." But I did indeed know that she loved me. She loved me because I was her child. I loved her because she was my mother. I may not have always liked her, but what child has always liked his parent? But I loved her. I've missed her for the 9 years that she's now been gone. I missed her during all those years when she was just a shell of her former self, a body resembling the mother that I knew, that held a mind that no longer recognized me or our relationship. With her death, there was a hole that nothing else could quite fill. In his farewell disclosure to his disciples in our gospel this morning, Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving them. His ministry on earth was coming to an end, and his remaining time with them would be short. His farewell discourse is filled with words of comfort, as well as instruction on how they were to live once he was no longer physically present in their lives. And as we heard Jesus say in last week's lesson, he was going on to prepare a place for them, and then he would return and take them to himself. In the continuation that we heard in today's gospel, Jesus spoke of not leaving his disciples orphaned. He was not abandoning them. He was not leaving them helpless, leaving them with a hole in their hearts and lives that could not be filled. Instead, he was going to send the Holy Spirit, would be with them and be with us always. Jesus, in his incarnated human body, was physically limited. He died a physical death. But death on earth was not the end of his existence. Instead, he overcame death in the grave. In his resurrected body, he appeared to his followers. But the time came for him to return to the one who sent him. And this enabled the sending of the Holy Spirit, who remains with us forever. The Greek word used here is paraclete. Paraclete is a combination of para, meaning alongside or beside, and kalien, which means to call. Called to be alongside. The word paraclete has no simple definition in English. If you look at different Bible translations, it appears as advocate, my favorite, helper, friend, companion, intercessor, counselor, strengthener. One of Anne's favorites, especially appropriate for today, is comforter. What Jesus is promising is someone who will always be with us, someone who will walk with us on life's journey. someone who will sit beside us in our grief, someone to be our companion, our helper, our consoler, and our interceder. Kind of sounds like the perfect mom. Jesus speaks of this relationship he has with the Father and his disciples as being one of love and obedience, stating that love is expressed in keeping the commandments. And what commandments does Jesus mean? He means the two great commandments: love God, love one another. Love is the energy that connects us to God. Love is the energy that connects God to us. Love is the energy that connects me to you, and you to me. Love is what binds the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As Craig Kester, one of Ann's professors at Luther Seminary, stated in a commentary on this passage, God has already given us the gift of love unstintingly through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and such love is what creates genuine life. The Spirit is the advocate who brings the truth of that love and life to the people in this time after Easter. And that is what makes faith possible. We are Easter people, and Alleluia is our song. We have faith, and we have life, because of the love that God has shown to us on the cross and in the empty tomb. God is not distant from us, but instead, he has chosen to abide with us. God has made us a dwelling place, collectively, yes, as a church, as well as individually as disciples of Jesus. God's relationship with us is based on a love that surpasses all our human understanding. No matter how much our parents love us, their ability to express that love is limited. But God has no such limitations. Instead, as stated in our psalm today, God loves us with a steadfast love, an unchanging and abiding love. Hesed, love. Agape, love. A love that never fails. Just as I have no doubt that my mother loved me, I have no doubt that God loves me. God loves each of us, not for what we have done, but for who we are in Christ Jesus. My mother loved me because I was her child. God loves each of us because we are God's beloved children, claimed by God in the waters of holy baptism as God's very own. Let's take a moment this morning to recall some of the people in your life who have provided comfort, care, counsel, concern. Consider how the love they shared with you or share with you provides you with a window of understanding into God's abiding, steadfast, never-ending love. Here's the call to action. How can we share that love with one another? How can we share that love so that each of us can get a glimpse of the love of the God who abides with us, who walks with us on life's journey, who sits with us in our grief, who is our advocate, our helper, and our comforter, whose love will never fail? Share that love today and each day. Amen. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
And now may the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen. Please stand as you are able as we join our hearts in singing Precious Lord, Take My Hand. It's number 773 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Let us now confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. United in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
God, our faithful companion, you promised to never leave us and to send your Spirit to guide us in wisdom and truth. Send your people into the world to serve as mirrors that reflect and magnify your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. All the earth sings praises to you. Grant your care to the creatures, plants, and places that are suffering, and equip us to respond to their song. Make us agents of restoration and refreshment for all your beloved creation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You call all people of the world your children. Judge the nations justly. Show mercy to all who are oppressed, and speak truth to power through your prophets. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Nurturing Lord, you sent your Spirit to grant us peace. Make your presence known to those who feel abandoned or alone. To all who are sick. To the grieving. Father, we pray for Pastor Ann and her family, Lord. Just send a spirit of calm and peace upon her. Give her mercy and grace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. You hold us in your loving care. We pray for mothers and mother figures. Console all who long to be mothers, children estranged from their mothers, anyone grieving the death of a mother, and mothers who have lost a child. Support all whom this day is difficult. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Almighty God, you give life and breath to all things. We give thanks for the Apostle Matthias and all your saints. Sustain us by your love until we join the saints in glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and our praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us greet one another this morning with a sign of peace. Thank you for supporting the ministries of St. Luke's Lutheran Church through your tithes and offerings. There is an online banking option. Thank you, Leslie, for that. And as the offerings are collected, Ellie, are you going to help with that? Thank you. We will sing, "We Are an Offering." It is found in the hymnal on 692.
We lift our hands. We lift our hands.
our lives up to you, we are an offering. Lord, use our voices. Lord, use our hands. Lord, use our lives. They are yours. We are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with his grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in singing our sending song. It's okay to dance to this one, folks. Don't be shy. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. It's number 860 in your hymnal.
Glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.